trade push could make vehicles more expensive. The Trump administration is looking to revamp the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which could lead to significant changes in the trade landscape. The proposed revisions aim to increase North American parts content under the revised agreement, with a focus on boosting U.S. production. This move has sparked concerns among automakers and consumers alike. The current agreement requires 75% of core parts to be made in high-wage jurisdictions such as Canada or the United States. However, the administration is seeking to increase this threshold to 82%, which would require at least 50% of parts to be made in the United States. This significant bump in requirements could have far-reaching consequences for the industry. The proposed changes are part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to strengthen U.S. trade relationships with its North American neighbors. The goal is to create jobs and boost economic growth, but critics argue that the revised rules could lead to higher prices and reduced competitiveness for automakers. Automakers have long relied on Mexico as a key supplier of vehicles, taking advantage of lower labor costs and favorable trade agreements. However, if the USMCA review results in increased U.S. parts content, it could eliminate their competitiveness in the U.S. market, particularly when it comes to price-sensitive models. The revised agreement would also require automakers to demonstrate that they have met these new requirements before receiving preferential treatment. This could lead to a more complex and time-consuming process for companies looking to comply with the new rules. Industry insiders are already expressing concerns about the potential impact of these changes on the automotive industry, citing the need for increased investment in U.S. production capacity and the potential for higher prices for consumers. The revised trade rules would also leave some tariffs on Canada and Mexico intact, even with the new agreement. This could create a lose-lose situation for both countries, as they struggle to find common ground and negotiate the terms of the revised pact. Despite these challenges, there are potential benefits to be gained from the revised USMCA, particularly if Canada and Mexico can work together to address their differences and find mutually beneficial solutions. However, the road ahead will be complex and uncertain, with many stakeholders waiting to see how things unfold. As the automotive industry navigates this new landscape, it is essential for companies to carefully assess the implications of these changes and develop strategies to mitigate any potential risks or challenges. With the stakes high and the future uncertain, one thing is clear: the revised USMCA will have far-reaching consequences for the industry and consumers alike.